We're up to Zion. I don't know what page it is on yours. I got another one, I think, somewhere. You want me to get it? Look, I don't. Okay. So anyway, this is, we're going to be talking again. We're going to be finishing up the unit. I like that. It's not like a teacher. We're finishing up the discussion about men and women being different, where Chaim Friedler literally gets in great detail about that. And now tonight we're speaking about Bina Yisrael, which I spoke about a little bit before. But tonight, I might repeat something I said because one of them got lost in space and people hacked me about it. But we're on page, what page in yours?
58
on mine, it's Chaf. If you keep the score at home. Well, you know, I got the old school one. HaTorah Megalanu, Sad Nosaf B'mahusam Yuchedah Shel Isha. The Torah reveals to us an additional area in which the essence of a woman is different than that of a man. It's a very famous thing. Vayiven Hashem Elokim Esatzela, Asher Lachach Min Adam LeIsha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayiven, that's the key word there, is he built from the rib, which he took from the man, he built something, right? So that's the Pasuk in Bereishis. And Chazal explained, Nitem Bo Bina Yoyser Min Aish. He has given a woman greater Bina than men. Right? Hence the name Bina Magazine and everything, Bina Yisrael. And every time your wife wants to prove she's right and tells you that, she goes, it's her Bina Yisera. But what exactly is this Bina Yisera, this additional Bina that the woman is given? So the Medrash and Bereishis Rab explains, Bechachma, what is Bechachma? Which women do not have greater than men. Masha Adam Shomea Dvarim Me'acherim, what a person hears from somebody else. Lamad Ubisvuna, what is Svuna, which comes to the word Shorish Bina. Mavin Dover Melibo, they understand things in their heart, mitoch dvarim shalamir, from the things that they've already learned, meaning it's the intuition going to the next level of what you have heard before. That is what the Bina Yisera is. Meaning, the Chachma is the raw knowledge that one gets, and the Bina is the analysis or the intuition that goes beyond the initial learning, taking it to the next level, so to speak. And the higher order thinking skills, you might suggest, which is something you should always work with, it's taking the regular knowledge that you have and making it practical, which of course is what women do, right? You ever have that in, I forget the higher order thinking skills, but one of the higher order thinking skills is as you get to the end, you don't want to just like, it's not just the theory, but you take the theory and you move it into practice, right? So that's what we did. So it's taking that. Maven davish melibo mitoch dvarim shalavet bechina chach mahib. So what does it mean? Kasha adam teifesu makif es masha shomeya mirabo. When a person captures and encapsulates what he heard from his rebbe, vikalat es advarim, and he absorbs that information, ad kadesh yuchol limsor oso kiviyasim, until he's able to give them over like he received them. So that's a simple level. But binahi kasher mifarik es hadvarim sheshamei lechalkeim. It's when you take that large entity and you're able to chop it up into much smaller pieces. You know, it's the forest and the trees. So a man, he walks into a room, he sees, oh, it looks like a nice room, right? A woman, they start dissecting the decorations of it, right? But before I got married, like, there was a discussion as to what the flowers are going to look like at the chuppah. And in all seriousness, I said, chuppahs have a flower? And I was laughed out of the room. Like, what are you talking about? Of course, like, men look, oh, this looks nice, this doesn't look nice. There's no insight into details, into the different segments of how it was all put together. But women have that ability to notice and see the trees in the forest. Men just lose the forest. They lose the forest for the trees. That's the nature of what it is. Now, once you dissect it into different segments, you're able to rebuild it. A man can't take what he saw and rebuild it. It is what it is, right? You see a large entity, and that's what it is. So that's Bina. But that Bina that is built, beyond it, that Binyan, is built on the original formulation that was given to by its Rebbe, by the person before them. Lav Dafka Rebbe for women, whatever it is. So that's from Chachma and Bina. Chachma is the forest, and Bina is the trees. Bina is the sections and the segmentation, right? You walk into a house, you have a conversation with your wife about what the house, the man will say, yeah, that looks nice, and the woman will dissect it and each part, and they'll bring down, you know, chakiris and lumdis as to what they saw, etc., etc. So, Hashem is baruch nasan li'isha tchuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, gave the women the characteristics, liros es hapratim mitoch habenya, to see the details of the building, v'loy rak es habenya b'chol, not just the building itself. V'yichol lasuk b'pratim eila limso b'hem inyan. And a woman can then do something with limnos b'hem kama v'kama yisoy. This woman can then build certain foundations post facto. T'chunuzu nachutzala l'male chovasa v'alma. This is the key, again, this sentence is the key sentence. It's not the woman's downfall. It's not like you shouldn't make fun of it. This is the tchuna, this is the characteristics that is necessary for a woman to fulfill her obligations. So it was a great moment at our Seder. Maybe I'll embarrass my daughter, but why not? So we get to the Afikoman, and you know, the kids steal the Afikomans. This year I had a move. It was the first time ever I thought of this move. I recommend this. Before I put the Afikoman in the bag, I broke off a piece and put it onto the table. And then they steal the Afikoman, and then the negotiations are about to start. And I pull out my move that I have the other piece of the Afikoman. I'm okay, but Lemaisa, my kids chaptois and stole that double move. So they call that the triple. So we have the negotiations with the Afikoman, and my son's asking for like a Yankee game, you know, the toys. And I look at my daughter and say, what do you want? She goes, I'd like linen, please. So all the boys in my family look at themselves, what just happened? Like, why is that a present? We couldn't. So I had to look at my wife and say, what do I do now? I probably didn't know what to do with that request. One day you'll all get that request, right? So, but in general, it's just they have a different vision of the world. Like, that's a detail. So for us, like, we don't care. We don't sweat those details. But that is critical as part of what they are. The linens are essential. So the boys had a good laugh with it. But like Lemaisa, that highlights the difference. But that helps them fulfill their obligation. That's Nachutzalah, he says. Kol chovos abayis amutelis ha'leisha. All of the obligations that's on the woman, heinan asakas bepratim, dealing with the details of hamim bepratim tanim upuatim. Sometimes it's the minor details, like, you know, you're going on a cholamoya trip, so you're like, what's the big deal? Let's just get in the car and go. And all of a sudden, there are bags and individual packets of fruit snacks, and that's critical for the chinuch of the kids. And like, men don't think in those terms, and it's critical to appreciate the differences, and that's where the Bini Yisera is. It's in the details of the program that make it important for the family to thrive. V'lachein matzinu bizmanenu ki b'mikso ha-miskarios ha-secretaries, right? That's why the majority of women could be secretaries, because they sweat the details. L'rov hu b'yadon shel nashim. Most of the time, the women came with shemikso ha-zematrich al-pi rov l'tapel b'pratim b'rubim miktanim, because the women have to see the details. In other words, you're running a big program. So there are some men who are excellent at details, right? And that's true. But most of the men, they're visionaries. We'll see what this means in a moment. And they don't have the ability to understand the details that get involved in such a large program. And that's helpful to recognize that each party plays a role. Gam b'tchun hazu hi ezer kenegdo. So also in this area, in this character development, the woman is the ezer kenegdo. U'mashlima es tchun hasabal. They're able to complete the husband. Sometimes a man will make a suggestion, right? Men make suggestions. You know, maybe we should build a hole or whatever it is. Or we should extend the house. Or we should, whatever the suggestion is. Or for their house, or for their parnasim. A man says, you know, from 10 to 11 every night, maybe we should, go on the internet and play lottery tickets. You know, men have grand ideas. Whatever the grand idea is, build the business from scratch, something along those lines. So, Bashkafa Rishon Niris Hatzah Kibutzlachas, the man at first glance, okay, that looks like it's going to be successful. Ula, nevertheless, Hashkafasa Shalaisha Mages Araprata Makdan, the women are able to see the details that get involved in these grand plans. Man plans, we'll see what the woman does in a moment. But the woman understands the details won't allow that particular event to flourish, or that parnasa to flourish, or that idea in the house to flourish, or that chinuch idea. Man comes home and says, I just heard it's a marvelous idea. We should learn, 16 mishnayos with my son every day, 3 before breakfast, 3 after breakfast. And the woman's going to look at him like, you know, it's like your son comes home from school, the last thing he wants to do is learn that. He needs time to go play with his friends. They understand the details. Hanachutzim lebitzu hatzah. They understand that they, what's necessary to go into this suggestion. He tells Fesis esatzdadim, hanafrichim esatzah asher humatziah. The woman will be able to understand that the suggestion isn't such a good suggestion. You know, the man will come home and says, you know, I think we should try to, you know, go try to fly a plane to the moon. You know, in Israel they do that, right? You know, I don't know, somebody had an idea, let's go get to the moon. And we'll say, hello, you know, that doesn't make so much sense. So again, that's an exaggerated story, but that happens all the time. And sometimes men feel squelched by women, but it's not squelched, it's this protection. And I'll show you in a moment how. Akagon Zemru Chazal, he says, Kol is a famous Gemara in Yavamas. Kol Isha She'ein Lo, Kol Adam She'ein Lo Isha, any man who doesn't have a woman, Sharei Belochama, they're without walls. Meaning, what is the wall? The wall is the protection of the husband. But more than that. Dechsiv Nekeva Tesovev Gever. This pasuk, I remember I saw in Yavamas. First time I saw this pasuk, right? It's a Gemara in Yavamas, Samach Beis and Beis. But I remember seeing this. And at the time, Nekeva Tesovev Gever means that the woman is supposed to surround the man. That the men have all these ideas, and the women are able to draw out the ideas by surrounding them, right? By recognizing the details. But I always understood when it says that the pasuk says Nekeva Tesovev Gever, I said, when did the women surround the men? Under the chuppah. I said, that must be the makor for so. I never saw it, but if you look here, footnote 2, what? Footnote 2. At the time of the chuppah, the woman goes around it. It's not just a symbolic act, the breaking of the walls of Yericho, and you heard 100 different things. But really what it represents is the following, is that men have all these ideas. Men represent, I heard this from Beryl Groschenfeld many, many years ago. Men represented by the Yud, Ish and Isha, both are Ish. The man is the Yud and the woman is the Hay. What is the Hay? The Hay is, the Yud, let's say, the Yud is up in the air, it's potential, it's limit. It's not grounded. It's all the way up there. That's what the man is. The man is the yud. What's the woman? The hay. What's the hay? It's a dalid surrounding a yud. It takes that yud and grounds it. Men are the theoretical. Women are the practical. Ish and Isha. The women are the practical because of this Bini Yisera that he's talking about here. This Bini Yisera, it's a different Bini Yisera we said 3 weeks ago, which is in the Shir that got deleted. But the Bini Yisera that got deleted, that we're talking about here, is the ability to take that large theoretical concept and to break it down practically into its components of how it is. And the women doing that are able to tesovev gever. The man is the yud, it's potential. The women are the practical. And this is true on so many levels. That's why another, you know, men go out, even though women have Bina Yisera, and Bina is represented by Gemara. But the Bina Yisera here is a very practical Bina Yisera. That's why women aren't learning Gemara. Men go out and learn Gemara. Gemara is the ultimate theoretical exercise. It's not men for women. Women are supposed to learn Halacha. And they can understand and break down the components of that. That's their role in Talmud Torah, Beis Halevi, where he says that that's why the women have a Chiyuv Talmud Torah. But really what it's talking about is in the home, the men can have ideas, and they're wonderful, but the women is going to be able to understand, that's a good idea, that's not a good idea. This is how the details are going to play out here, this is how they're going to play out there. You can see the end. My wife always starts whenever we have a conversation about scheduling the day. So I'm like, yeah, we'll go. She'll go, okay, let's work backwards. Right, that's how the conversation is. So at 9 o'clock we're going to be here, at 8:45 we're going to be here, at 8:42 we're going to be here, and then at 8:733, you know, and each detail is hammered out, you know, and no detail goes, you know, unchecked beforehand. So you have all the ideas of the world. And that's the chayma it's talking about here. That's the chayma. The chayma here is the bina yaseir of the practical applications of taking the theoretical and bringing it to the most practical idea here. Dome ulai, kilafamima isha yoser midai mitzumtzemes. Sometimes the woman is much more mitzumtzum, is much more limited, b'sichlo. And I don't mean the word limited, that's not a good word. The woman is more mitzumtzum, is exacting, precise. Ulam dafka b'zeh hi shomeres habayla, but that's her way of protecting her husband. That's her being a choma, right? You know, men have grand plans. Take a deep breath, slow down. The woman is able to discern on the details that he's not even thinking about. And what does Chazal say? If your wife is short, what should you do? Bend down and listen to her. even when it appears to you as somebody who's not as intelligent as you, tisya yitzima. Make sure you suggest your suggestion. Now, agav, one should know, this Gemara that he quoted here is a caveat. The Gemara here, he asks a kashya's theory that sometimes the husband's not supposed to listen to the wife, and you know how the Gemara resolves the problem. When do you gachin velachish? Only by mila dalma. When it comes to mila dishmaya, when it comes to religious events, the man is supposed to make the decisions. Because again, religion is more of a theoretical exercise, it's more hashkafis. But when it comes to mila dalma, when it comes to how we're going to make the kitchen and where we're going to put the appliances, that's not your area of jurisdiction. And the division of church and state, or the division of labor here in this regard, is critical. And here he ends off the Maskana de Milsa, concluding the first chelik of this sefer. He concludes with the following: Maskana de Milsa, kedelis naiglis yachis becholam atzav v'hamakaron klapish. In order to be able to deal with and to misyachis, to have relationships with all the scenarios that could have with a woman, be'ofen anachon, the proper way, this is what one must do. Sarich lilmod as parshas Ezer Kenegdo. One has to learn the whole story of Ezer Kenegdo. What we began with is the idea of Ezer Kenegdo, the Sforno. The idea of Ezer Kenegdo means that they're there to help you. Now, again, if you remember the Sforno's pshat, not Rashi's pshat, the Sforno's pshat was that of Ezer Kenegdo, that you need somebody opposite you, because otherwise, if it was all within you, that wouldn't be successful to understand how other people work. And the Ezer Kenegdo was looking outside of you to make you a better person. Bameh Hishonit, one has to recognize in what ways is the woman different. Uledas she'al yedei Hishonit, but through the fact. Now, once you come to the recognition that a woman is different than a man, she'al yedei Hishonit, you recognize that she is different. Bezeh hilonu le'ezer, that's going to be your benefit. The greatest differences is going to be where she is a greater benefit. Al ninasa l'shanas otiva hashona. Don't test to try to change her nature. El hefach. Adarabba. What should one do? The opposite. Nischashebo. Vinirbo is birchas ezer. Think about it. Consider it. Think deeply about how you're different. And there you're going to have the bracha of somebody being opposite you. If I can get political, this is going to be dangerous to say, but I'll say anyway. This is why the Torah, the Maral explains, calls a homosexual relationship a toeva. Because it's toeba, right? What is a toeba? It means it's a mistake within the thing. What is a marriage about? A marriage is what he's talking about over here. A marriage is that you have somebody who doesn't have the same thought process as you, and you're able to utilize that other person's thought process, because nobody needs a yes man. If you have a yes man all the time, if you go to somebody with a suggestion, they tell you yes, what good are they doing? But if you look at somebody who thinks differently than you, who gives an opposite opinion as you, and then says, oh yes, and it will be successful, then you know it's going to be successful. But when one has a relationship with somebody who's the same gender as them, then what that represents is a relationship where you just have a yes man. And that's why the Gemara in Sota compares it to a Balgaiva. Because what is a Balgaiva? A Balgaiva is not willing to listen to somebody, anybody else. But in a relationship, you have to be willing to listen to somebody else. And this is why it's critical to study this Ezer Kenegdo, the Bina Yisera, that difference, that idea of compartmentalization, of seeing the forest, the trees within the forest, even though we could only see the forest, but somebody could see the trees, is worth listening to. And I think also, this is Reb Friedlander's haskama to read the Sefer, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Right, one of the great books ever put out in pop psychology, in the last John Gray's book, Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus. Again, what he said is no different than anybody else said, but he gave a great mashal. And the great mashal of Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus explain the differences between them. Because if you recognize the differences between the two, then mamela, you can be able to be successful in this area. And you can be able to not be upset when the other person tells you that you're wrong, but recognize that they're telling you wrong from a point of strength, not from a point of weakness. Not because they don't understand you, because they understand the details much clearer. You might have the grand idea, but what about the details? It's like in this house, that's the way the Purim costumes come. You know, like I'll have an idea, and then all of a sudden, like I'll show up on Purim, and like details of the tablecloth, the picture, and all the details, everything's worked out like in an incredible way. Right, everybody, you have this, that you can have a grand idea, but what are you going to do with it? What now? What now? So this is the story of studying the Ezer Kenegdo. It's critical to study the Ezer Kenegdo and recognize that the two parties are very different. And the Mamela, that's going to help tremendously in the Shalom Bayis, because when you recognize that, you see that there are differences, then you embrace it as opposed to be scared of it. Is that true?